Following the latest revelations in the Palapala robbery scandal, which includes the alleged use of a secret crime intelligence fund, as well as the involvement of Deputy Security Minister Zizi Kodwa, I have today written to the Speaker of the National Assembly requesting that she urgently establish an ad hoc committee to investigate the matter. This is in addition to the 9 other steps that were announced last week. Since Parliament is currently in recess, the duty to establish such an ad hoc committee rests entirely with the Speaker of the National Assembly. And given Parliament's scandalous history of failing to hold former President Zuma to account in the Nkandla scandal, and the firm rebuke it received from the Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng for his dereliction of duty, it is critical that the Speaker demonstrates Parliament's commitment to the constitutional duty and oath of office that each of its members swore. Allegations that a secret crime intelligence fund was used to pay for the clandestine off-the-record operation to track and recover the stolen money and apprehend the suspects, as well as the deployment of elite task force members to the president's farm at an alleged cost of $2 million per month, have broadened the scope of the scandal considerably. In addition to this, the alleged involvement of the Deputy State Security Minister Zizi Kodwa in secret discussions with the Namibian authorities means that this scandal now involves, among others, the VIP Protection Services, the South African Police Services, the Justice Department, Crime Intelligence and State Security. This is now well beyond the scope of any single portfolio committee, and as such it calls for the establishment of an ad hoc committee. The committee must then summon, amongst others, the President, the Justice Minister, the National Commissioner of SAPS, Minister Kodwa and Major General Wally Ruda to explain to Parliament their involvement in the saga and to answer the many questions that still remain unanswered at this stage. It is now clear that Parliament will not get satisfactory answers directly from the President himself, who has not provided answers to written questions, nor answered any of the questions put to him in the parliamentary debate. If he won't break his silence, then Parliament must. It dare not fail the people of South Africa on Palapala as it failed the people of South Africa with Nkandla.